exalted thee from among the people, and all his people Israel hath made thee king. But thou, Ahab, hast done evil to provoke him to anger above all that were before thee. As if it had been a lightning for thee to walk in the sins of Jeroboam. Thou hast made a grove and an altar to Baal, and served him and worshipped him. Thou hast killed the righteous, and also taken possession. And the Lord shall smite all Israel, as a reed is shaken in the water. And he shall give Israel up, and thou shalt know he is the Lord.
Against all Israel,
we heard it with our ears.
Hath he not prophesied also against the king of Israel?
We heard it with our ears.
And why hath he spoken in the name of the Lord? Kingdom of Israel, while Elijah's power is greater than the king's. The gods do so to me and more. If by tomorrow about this time I make not his life as the life of one of them whom he has sacrificed as the brook of Kishon,
he shall perish, he shall perish, he shall perish.
Hath he not destroyed Baal's prophets?
He shall perish.
He destroyed them all.
He destroyed them all.
He also closed the heavens.
He also closed the heavens.
And called it down a famine upon the land.
And called it down a famine upon the land.
So go ye forth and seize Elijah, for he is worthy to die. Slaughter him. Do unto him as he hath done.
Woe to him, woe to him, he shall perish, for he closed the heavens. And why hath he spoken in the name of the Lord? And why hath he spoken in the name of the Lord? And why, and why? And why hath he spoken in the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord? And why hath he thus spoken? And why hath he spoken in the name of the Lord? Let the guilty prophet perish. Let the guilty prophet perish. Woe to him, woe to him, he shall perish. He has spoken falsely, falsely against our land and us, as we have heard with our ears. Let the guilty prophet perish. So go ye forth, seize on him, he shall die.